I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, February 13th. The city of Quincy is asking the state Supreme Court to allow the installation of bronze statues of St. Michael and St. Florian at the entrance to the new Quincy Public Safety Complex. The city filed the request this week, asking the state's highest court to protect the city's freedom to honor police officers and firefighters. The city argues that these saints are longtime symbols of support for first responders and transcend any religion. A group of citizens represented by the ACLU and other civil rights groups won a temporary injunction in Norfolk Superior Court preventing the statue's installation. Both sides appealed to the state Supreme Court, which has agreed to hear the case. The statues were created in Italy and are now in storage. The new building is almost done, and most of the police department has already moved into the new complex. The fire department administration and emergency management department will also relocate to the new building. Closing arguments are being held today in Norfolk Superior Court regarding the case of the pay raises for the mayor and city councilors. Quincy Citizens for Fair Raises is arguing that the printed names of almost 1,400 people who signed a petition to repeal the raises should have been certified by the Quincy Board of Registrars. The city contends that the signatures were illegible and that state law does not require them to use the printed names. The citizens group was trying to get a question on last November's ballot, asking if voters wanted to repeal the raises, but since that time, the new city council proposed ordinances to repeal the raises, which are now under review. The council pay raises took effect this year. The mayoral pay increase would take effect in 2028. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says that he will reconstitute a citizens advisory committee to help with the creation of an Adams Presidential Center Performing Arts Center at the current site of the Monroe Building on Hancock Street in Quincy Center. Koch said the nonprofit Adams Presidential Center would be responsible for their own exhibit, and the city would oversee the Performing Arts Center that could be used for professional and community events. All service on the Hingham Hull ferry route for today has been canceled due to ice in Boston Harbor. In its place, the MBTA is running shuttle buses that will take passengers from Nantasket Beach to the Hull Ferry Terminal. The last bus will leave from Pemberton Point at 10:35 this evening. During today's service, passengers will be able to park in the Department of Conservation and Recreation parking lots between Nantasket Avenue and Nantasket Beach. Ferry cancellations have been less common during the past few New England winters because the ice hasn't been as thick. However, the recent winter storm, which brought well over a foot of snow to Boston, threw a wrench into typically undisrupted plans and has already caused multiple ferry cancellations. A seventh child has died from the flu in Massachusetts, according to the state's Department of Public Health. On the weekly influenza update dashboard, the state reported data from February 1st through the 7th. Seven adults and one child passed away. In total, from the 2025-2026 season, there have been 260 flu-related deaths, the second most since the 2018-2019 season. The Department of Public Health advises people to get vaccinated to help fight off the flu and prevent further infection. Nearly 6 years after Norwood Hospital closed, and 2 years after the work to rebuild the facility was abandoned, lawmakers yesterday heard testimony about a bill that would allow the state to seize the property. State Representative John Rogers and Senator Michael Rush, whose districts include Norwood, proposed a bill that would authorize the Division of Capital Asset Management and Maintenance to take the land by eminent domain. Norwood's town manager, Tony Mazzucco, encouraged residents to attend the hearing and show support for the measure and to submit written testimony for the committee to consider. Rogers was among those who testified at the hearing. The effort comes as officials simultaneously attempt to pressure the landowner, Medical Properties Trust, to reach a deal over the property. Lawmakers also said they're in talks with a major hospital system that could eventually take over the site. In 2020, more than 4 inches of rain fell in Norwood in about 90 minutes in low-lying areas like the parking lots outside the hospital. Several feet of water collected rapidly. Surveillance footage from inside the hospital showed doors buckling under the pressure as water rushed in, slamming against furniture, equipment, and boxes. Then owner Steward Healthcare originally said it planned to build a new hospital with more than 400,000 square feet of space, including emergency services, 10 operating rooms, advanced diagnostic imaging services, and space for outpatient services. The work started but was never completed. In 2024, after Steward's bankruptcy, two of the company's hospitals in Massachusetts closed, and state officials facilitated the sale of six others. Norwood Hospital became the property of MPT. Construction never resumed, and the structure remains incomplete. Norwood Hospital's license with the State Department of Public Health expired in 2024. Last year, the town launched a website and marketing campaign to lure an operator and try and drum up some public support. A resident from Norwood was defrauded out of $22,000 in a sophisticated internal investigation scam. Authorities said the victim was contacted by a person posing as a Bank of America fraud investigator. The scammer used the victim's personal information and specific account details to seem legitimate, then convinced the victim to assist in a sting operation targeting a local bank branch. The victim was told to take out $10,000 in cash, which would be collected by a courier to check for fingerprints of bank employees. Using that same pretext, police said the scammers solicited a second withdrawal of $12,000 from the victim the following day. The pattern continued on the third day when the victim was directed to go to the Bank of America in Dedham. However, an observant teller sensed something was wrong, questioned the victim, and identified the transaction as a scam. Police were contacted after the victim realized their mistake and are now trying to get their money back. National Grid is asking state regulators for a substantial gas rate increase. If approved by the Department of Public Utilities, it would take effect next winter and could raise gas bills by nearly 10%. National Grid says the rate increase totals $342 million and will raise bills by 8.4% for legacy Boston Gas customers. The new rates would go into effect January 1st, 2027. More than half of the money from the rate hike is going to pay for new gas pipes National Grid has put in the ground over the past several years. Spending on that type of work has exploded under a state program called the Gas System Enhancement Plan. Since gas companies are allowed to recover the cost from customers with guaranteed profit, statewide spending on new gas pipes is now nearly $1 billion per year. Despite the state's goal to phase out natural gas for home heating by 2050, critics of the program have said gas companies are spending too much on pipes that the state intends to abandon. Gas customers are unfairly being asked to pay for both new gas infrastructure and also paying to subsidize the switch to electric heat through expensive Mass Save rebates. Funding for Mass Save is collected through a surcharge on both gas and electric bills. That program can add $80 to a $500 winter gas bill. Last year, Governor Healey asked state lawmakers to take action on lowering utility bills, but nothing has moved on Beacon Hill. National Grid's rate hike must be approved by the DPU's three commissioners, who are also under pressure to rein in runaway utility bills. Massachusetts already has some of the highest energy costs in the nation. The DPU has scheduled a series of public hearings and is accepting public comment by email through April 30th. A public hearing about the proposed rate hikes is set for March 23rd at 7 p.m. at North Quincy High School. The Quincy Animal Shelter will host a Valentine's Day event on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Visitors are invited to have a photo taken with one of the shelter animals, and human and animal treats will be available. The city of Quincy will host the annual President's Day Winterfest on Monday from noon to 5:30 in Quincy City Hall, the United First Parish Church, and on the Hancock Adams Common. The event will include costumed characters, live music, a puppet show, ice sculptures, the Blue Hills Trailside Museum, Birds of Prey exhibit, and more. All the events are free and no tickets are necessary. The Quincy Recreation Department skating rink at Kilroy Square will be open from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., weather permitting, for free skating through school vacation week. You can visit quincyrec.com for more information. Check up business news. Stocks are down. The Dow dropped 669 points. The NASDAQ fell 469. The S&P lost 108. Asian stocks were lower, tracking the losses on Wall Street on a sell-off of technology-related stocks that investors fear could lose out from artificial intelligence disruptions. The dollar rose, the euro was down, oil at $62 a barrel. The National Weather Service forecast for today, mostly sunny, high of 38 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the teens. Tomorrow, sun and clouds, high 41. On Sunday, sunny, high of 37, and cloudy on Monday, high 40. For the boater, waves about a foot, and northwest wind at 10 to 15 knots will become westerly 5 to 10 knots. High tide, 8:09 a.m. and 8:53 p.m. Sunrise, 6:42, sets at 5:13. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, February 13th.